This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Simri Ainsborough.
It's clear we need a new model which puts caring for people ahead of caring for profits.
That is Rosa Pavanelli, the General Secretary of Public Services International. The PSI represents 700 unions around the world, including AFSCME in the United States and SAMWU, the South African Municipal Employees Union. In a recent webinar, Ms. Pavanelli outlined a five-step program for addressing the post-pandemic recovery.
Caring for young, elderly, and vulnerable has been a key part of the social protection system integrated with the healthcare system in many countries for many years. A way to respond to the different needs of a person from birth to death, and a way to create better well-being and inclusiveness. But across the last decades, governments, the business community, and often trade unions as well, started talking about a care economy. This turned what used to be the right to care into an economic opportunity. Since then, the care services has been transformed into an extractive market for the few rich. This commercial model only works for those who can afford it. It's a disaster for those who can't. Then the COVID-19 pandemic struck and revealed a deep crisis of care. The question is, who cares for what? And how do we value care? The sad reality is our current privatized system with understaffed and underfunded facilities focused on making profit is not protecting users and workers. Instead, it is causing thousands of needless deaths. Meanwhile, women across the world are left to face an ever greater burden of unpaid, unseen care work at home, as well as juggling their jobs, increased stress, and other demands. It's clear we need a new model which puts caring for people ahead of caring for profits. To get there, it just takes 5 hours. Recognition. We must acknowledge that the lockdown and the wider effects of this pandemic aren't felt equally. As the school closes, our families grow sick, our elderly need special attention, women overwhelmingly bear the unpaid burden of these duties. Reward. We must ensure women decent remunerations, pensions, working conditions, and social protection. Reduction. We must reduce the unpaid care work and enable women to make their own decisions about workforce participation. How? Through a massive investment in free and universal public care services like kindergartens and rest homes. Redistribution. Care work must be redistributed throughout our society. This means within our households through public policies such as paid parental leave, so men are encouraged to do a greater share. But it also means considering care work not as an individual burden, but as a social good, a productive activity contributing to the national GDP. A stronger public care sector reduces the unpaid work borne by individuals throughout a collective, professionalized, and valued care workforce designed to break down sexual stereotypes. And finally, reclaim. We claim back our public services and reinforce the role of the state in building gender-responsive quality care systems. This might all sound impossible, but we can't tackle the care crisis with a reset to the broken system which got us here. We need a bold transformation. Recognizing rewarding, reducing, redistributing, and reclaiming care work is the radical and essential method needed to create a system which truly cares for us all.